I have registered as councillor for Ward 12. I am a longtime resident of Sudbury, grew up in Minnow Lake, downtown area. I've lived in New Sudbury, Hanmer and Garson. My goal is to represent the collective concerns, issues and interests of Ward 12 and to be a voice on City Council for all residents in Sudbury. Another candidate described running for council as like being the only applicant for a job as a deckhand on the Titanic. Sure, you will get the job, but reporting for duty doesn't change the location of the iceberg. Yes, it won't change the location of the iceberg. However, as council we can steer the ship in a different course. I feel that our city council can do better and should be thoroughly transparent with policy making and the money spent. As council, we need to stop following the old ways of thinking how we proposed ideas and projects. Maybe it is time to introduce zero-based budgets, start from zero and not from previous fixed numbers. Monitor expenses used by city councillors. Yearly travel expenses should be capped at a certain amount. Anything over and above the given amount will have to come out of pocket of the city councillor. Road construction and maintenance. The 2022 budget allocated $79 million into the city's linear infrastructure. The city will put an additional $6 million this year into remediating Greater Sudbury streets. Contractors and subcontractors should be able to work night shifts to get major projects completed on time and not hinder commuters during the busy times of the day. Noise level notices would be given to residents in the immediate areas of the construction. The work would be done with less traffic interruptions and can be completed in a much better time frame. Water treatment infrastructure, our aging system to keep providing a safe, reliable water source to all citizens of Sudbury and to be environmentally responsible at the same time. Repair or replace water mains, sewers, storm drains that we currently have and be cost efficient in doing so. Rehabilitate the existing wells, do upgrades to the system. Adding a new Lake Wanapite water treatment plant would depend on the price tag. The cost to build the Kingsway Entertainment District had more than doubled in 5 years, $215 million from $100 million. That project is no longer alive. And now, the Junction East project has doubled to almost $94 million to build. This project got the green light, but it should not have been a priority for Sudbury. Allocate money on a yearly basis on renovating, improving and modernizing Sudbury Arena. Council should recommend and follow through with the twin ice pad to be constructed at the Howard Armstrong Center in Hanmer. Greater Sudbury has been making our city more pedestrian-friendly with efforts to reduce speed limits, prioritize sidewalks, using traffic calming devices in residential neighborhoods. The next step is introducing and approving automated speed traps in the city, in certain areas. Sharing the road with pedestrians and cyclists and vehicles, part of that is the traffic needs to slow down to the speed limits posted. Work together to create an environment that is safe, clean and viable. A community that can attract entrepreneurs and have small businesses grow. Create healthier outdoor spaces, clean up our beaches, playgrounds, parks, ice rinks, ballparks, dog parks, add more bike lanes. Invest in community projects. Money should be spent on city projects to keep our city vibrant and welcoming for everyone. I am looking forward to October 24th and the election. Luciano Di Mario is running for the city council seat in Ward 12.